You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. Come to the site now, check out all the good stuff we have there, taking you into week six, picks and predictions, fantasy football stardom sim advice, as well as our sleepers and busts. So check it all out there. Here on Locked On Fantasy Football, we will close the week looking at DraftKings and FanDuel, the price points, and knowing what we know from our breakdown of all the games on Matchup Wednesday and Matchup Thursday, looking across positions, different guys at different value points you want to target. Then we'll close the show with all the injury updates you need to know for Sunday's and Monday's games. Before we dive into all of that, I got to tell you that this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is brought to you by Pepsi. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi's here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch. Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. All right, let's dive in here. No breakdown again of TNF because there was no TNF, but let's get in to the quarterbacks here, or the players we're targeting. Now, Deshaun Watson had a nice game last week, Ben Roethlisberger as well. They're in good price points on the high end this week with a limited options. I think I want to pay down a little bit to quarterback. I'm looking at Tom Brady, starting at him at 6,500 on DraftKings and 7,500 on FanDuel. Love the matchup on the other side of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is only $1,000 more, which is surprising. They're on approximately on both sides, 900 on FanDuel. But yeah, I do really like Tom Brady. Chris Godwin's coming back. I think they're going to have to throw for a high volume this week. He's the guy that I'm targeting at 7,500. Also because you look at Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's rather high expensive there as well. I mean, he's not a bargain quarterback anymore. I mean, you're only going to save $600 to get to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he's a little bit more hit or miss there on DraftKings. Is only $100 cheaper than Brady on FanDuel. So Tom Brady definitely at that value. I think the volume is going to be rather high, and he's going to produce there this week. Now, another game that I could look at here where there are two values, a Gardner Minshew and Matthew Stafford. Minshew 6,400 or DraftKings, Stafford 6,300. On FanDuel, it's a little different, $100 difference, but Stafford is more than Minshew, 7,300 to 7,200. I think it's pretty easy there that go for Minshew on FanDuel and get that value, and go for Stafford on DraftKings, save that $100. It could come in handy elsewhere. You could also look right below them at Kirk Cousins at 7,100 on FanDuel and 6,100 on DraftKings. So that's kind of where I'm looking at Brady. If I want to pay up a little bit, I think people are going to be on the other side of this, but Brady certainly has appeal, but people are maybe not looking into this Jaguars-Lions game as much there for Minshew and Stafford having a bit of a shootout in this one. Kirk Cousins also could be involved with Matt Ryan, but Matt Ryan's not playing well here. So I think we would trust Cousins at that nice, much lower price point here. The Falcons are the worst team against passing teams in the NFL. They are also pretty vulnerable against the run, but remember, Dalvin Cook probably not going to play here. So maybe a little bit more throwing. The Falcons could have some success even without Julio Jones here this week. So that's really where I'm going here, and I feel very comfortable about starting one of those four guys this week at quarterback for sure. So Brady a little bit higher end, but Stafford, Minshew, and Cousins really where I'm targeting this week for the best matchups. And I think mix it up, put in a few lineups with Stafford, a few with Cousins, a few with Minshew, and see what you get. I think Stafford, if I'm going to pay up, I like Stafford a little bit more than Minshew this week. Not much separating them in what should be a big high-scoring game with two really poor defenses That's where you want to go, and that guarantees a lot of passing, and the Falcons-Vikings has a similar result as well. Now let's turn to running back here, where we're looking at the high end. And Alexander Mattison, unfortunately, is priced very well at $7,200 here. He's the fifth running back. He's only $800 less than Dalvin Cook, who's not going to play on DraftKings. Here, when you look at Alexander Mattison, he's a must-play on FanDuel. He's a free space at $7,000, much cheaper there in relation to the rest of the field there, considering Dalvin Cook is $95. So appropriate pricing for Mattison this week. So on that site, so less appealing on DraftKings, but very appealing on FanDuel there for sure, given there's some guys that are not even playing, Nick Chubb and Christian McCaffrey, and they're like rated ahead. Now, I want to like Jonathan Taylor a little bit more, $6,400 on DraftKings, $7,300 on FanDuel. I think I'm more willing to play him on DraftKings for that lesser price against the Bengals. We have to watch that game. There could be a postponement, so keep in mind that. James Robinson is at $6,800 there on DraftKings, so the value on FanDuel is better for him for sure. It's $6,500 in relation to the rest of the field. You could also look at David Johnson against the Titans. Titans not all that great against the run, a little bit overrated, $6,400. Interesting that Le'Veon Bell immediately has a $6,100 value, but we know he's not playing for the Jets this week, traded to the Chiefs, and not going to play for the Chiefs either, so not available quite there yet. But looking at David Johnson's also $5,400 DraftKings, like that value. Now, David Montgomery, the other David, is in a good spot here, $5,800 on DraftKings. The Panthers are the worst team here in the NFL in stopping running backs here. So great spot, $5,900. And we know they're going to feed him often. He's the bread and butter guy, the lead back here for sure. You can look at Ronald Jones at $5,800 right behind him here. I wouldn't mind a Montgomery-Jones type combination, even Leonard Fournette back. Jones is more expensive than Montgomery on DraftKings, but $6,500, a pretty good combo there on DraftKings. Same goes for $5,800 on FanDuel for those two particular backs here in week number six. I don't think there's any real like steal values, but guy that I really like is DeAndre Swift at $5,400. They're coming off a bye. That's FanDuel's pricing for Swift. So I think the Lions will want to give Swift the ball a little bit more. He's only $4,500 at DraftKings. The matchup is really good against Jacksonville. He can get involved in the passing game and also produce here. But at some point, Swift is going to get going in a tournament format. I like him. And J.K. Dobbins, he's another rookie that has been underachieving just based on the role, but he could be involved a lot more in the passing game. They need a little spark there. The Eagles cannot cover. Their linebackers are banged up. He's $4,200 only on DraftKings there as a real bargain guy that you can put in cash games. He might have some appeal too if you really want to go cheap, get some decent return. But yeah, he doesn't give you a lot, but I think tournament-wise, I think he could easily get to 15.5 points in FanDuel with some good work in the pass game. And certainly he can get to 12.6 points on DraftKings, which is just 4.4 than his normal average here. And I think he'll be more involved in the passing game than we think here in week number six, because the matchup with the Eagles does call for exploiting their linebackers. All right, so there's a look at quarterbacks and running backs here that you want to target on DraftKings and FanDuel for your DFS purposes. We will get to wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses in our next segment. But first, I got to tell you about Built Go. Built Go is the ultimate solution for you breaking through your wall. Whether it's a mental or physical wall, break through it with Go every day. It's easy to take in 1.5-ounce packages. You can put in your briefcase for the most focused presentation ever, your golf bag to power through the back nine, or put in your pocket just to get through the day. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for the body. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. And Built Go comes in three delicious flavors: peanut butter, honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. Built Go works so well because it combines energy gel with collagen protein, a fast-absorbing substance, so it gets into my system fast, plus it's easy on my stomach. Built Go's loaded and with good stuff to ignite my work: beta-alanine, B3, honey, and a kick of caffeine. Then Built Go kicks in to keep me going strong. B6, B12, 10,000% of your daily percentage there. Collagen promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. This stuff literally makes you look better. Visit BuiltGo.com and use the promo code LOCKED. You'll get 20% off your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. BuiltGo, let's go. We'll be right back here to look at the wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses you should be targeting in DFS here for week number 6. All right, let's go from quarterbacks and running backs to wide receivers and tight ends to help you kind of round out a lineup here. Well, it's a lot that we don't love at the top here. I think you have to look at Adam Thielen. You started him 73 and Calvin Ridley at 7,800 on DraftKings. That's a good place to start again. Maybe attaching Thielen to Kirk Cousins here. Calvin Ridley, I would play more independently. You're going to have to pay quite a bit. And Thielen is maybe the way I would go. He's been really bringing it here. Falcons certainly cannot cover him. So he's $1,200 cheaper than Ridley on FanDuel. So definitely a must play there. Well, only $500 cheaper than Ridley on DraftKings. So Thielen, Ridley, this Falcons game, someplace where I'm going to target, especially with Julio Jones likely to miss this game. Now, with this Bucks-Packers game, if I'm looking for a stack with Tom Brady, I'm not going with Mike Evans because the presence of Jaire Alexander. He's 6,900 on DraftKings. Chris Godwin, 64. On FanDuel, actually, Godwin is more than Evans. But I'm willing to pay up. They're very similar, 7,700, 7,600. I think he's going to get a better matchup away for Jaire Alexander because Alexander's the guy that is usually the shutdown corner. He wants to take away the big play. Godwin can work inside a little bit more. Evans might be locked up a little bit. Evans does score and comes through that way, but I think Godwin could have the bigger receiving day. You could also look right behind them, Ann Thielen on FanDuel, 7,200 for Kenny Golladay. He's only 6,200 on DraftKings. So better value Golladay on DraftKings and FanDuel, but good stacking there with Matthew Stafford. If you're not going Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen or Justin Jefferson this week, you can certainly look at Golladay. Jefferson, by the way, is 6,000 on DraftKings. So pretty high price there, but better value on FanDuel for sure. Way down at 5,900 in relation to the rest of the field there. Some tougher matchups across the board. We know that the Panthers, a duo of Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, hard to invest in here this week. Hard to invest in anyone on the Bengals and Colts in this particular game. I do like Darius Slayton. He's the go-to guy clearly for Daniel Jones. 5,400 on DraftKings for Slayton. He's the only guy really getting consistent targets there. 6,000. I know on paper they look good in coverage, but Greg Stroman, the corner's out. I do really like Slayton after his big game last week. I also can look at Laviska Shenault, Keelan Cole, 5,800, 5,600 respectively here on FanDuel if you're looking to make a connection with and stack with Gardner Minshew this week, especially with DJ Chark not playing. On DraftKings, 5,200 for Shenault and 4,900 for Keelan Cole. So, yeah, I think the Jaguars-Lions game should be shootout. You could really go contrarian here and go in between. Marvin Jones, 5,800 on FanDuel, 5,100 on DraftKings. Hasn't done too much, but he's overdue probably, and they need to get him involved after a bye here this week. All right, so that's where I'm looking at mainly at wide receiver this week for the best values. Now let's look at tight end. This position is a little easier to navigate here. TJ Hockenson, I really like him at 5,300. Not as much as a stack with Stafford, but you can definitely look at him. Great matchup here against the Jaguars. Certainly, I don't really love the matchup with Noah Fant, even though it looks like he can come back. Mark Andrews, certainly worth paying up for because he can smash against the Eagles at 6,500. So, if high-end, I'm looking at Andrews and Hockenson for sure is where I might want to invest. Now, lower-end, I'm still looking at Eric Ebron, 4,100 on DraftKings here. So still a good value there in relation to the rest of the field. Got involved the last 2 weeks. So, again, Andrews, you're going to have to pay up for the most, and Hockenson pay rather high. But if you're looking for a little bit of value there, that you can certainly look at Eric Ebron. Now, if you're going really cheap, at this position, you can look at Trey Burton. If they play that Bengals-Colts game, he's at 4,700. He's going to start for Mo Alie-Cox here, so he has some potential. And he's a bucket of nothing on DraftKings at 3,100. And finally, this is one player that I think is going to get more involved, folks, in what they do. The Vikings, he ran a lot of pass routes last week. That's Irv Smith Jr. So his value's going up and up up here this week, and you can get him pretty much in your lineup for very little pricing here. He's only 2,500 DraftKings, so got involved. I think people were a little late in pricing him right. So Irv Smith Jr., 4,300 only. I mean, he's only in between Jake Butt, Jay Sternberg, around Adam Shaheen, and Vance McDonald. So for a guy that produced last week and got involved and is in a great smash matchup, I mean, it's pretty good, pretty darn good. He had 8.4 points last week. So when you look at it, that was already close to what his 2K was. But four catches, 64, I think he'll be more involved this week. Irv Smith Jr., also someone to look at seasonal as a sleeper this week. Now let's go to defense and special teams here. You could pay up for the Ravens against the Eagles. I don't want to do that. I like paying it up for the Patriots at 4,100 on DraftKings for sure. At home against the Broncos, they're well rested. They should pick apart the Broncos here. So a team that you can look at there, 4,800 on FanDuel. Now, if I'm going to go cheap, you're going to look 4,400 for the Dolphins there on FanDuel, 2,900 for the Dolphins on DraftKings. I think the lowest I would go potentially this week is maybe the Vikings, 2,300. There may be some mistakes from Matt Ryan this week. At home, the Vikings defense is pretty weak, but in terms of really trying to get some value in return, 2,300 and 3,800 for the Vikings on DraftKings and FanDuel respectively is as low as you can go. All right, so there you have that look at DFS. Wide receiver, tight end, defenses, quarterbacks, and running backs. We talked about in our first segment. We still have one more segment to talk about, looking at the injury updates you need to know for week six's games. But before we do that, make sure you're checking out all the great shows on the Locked On Network. Two in our national stage come to mind. Locked On NFL, revolving group of hosts there for you, but keeping it together are Ross Jackson, Cody Rourke for you. So taking you into the games and really breaking them down from all kinds of perspective with a rotating group. They do an excellent job. And don't forget about Peacock and Williamson, hosted by Brian Peacock and featuring the insight of former NFL and college scout Matt Williamson, two of the fine shows, sister shows here on the Locked On Network for NFL. We'll be right back here to close the show and the week by looking at the injury updates you need to know for week six. All right, let's run down all the practice reports here and what's going on and what we expect on Friday. Baker Mayfield is going to play through a chest injury against the Steelers. Tough matchup, wouldn't go there. Josh Allen, good to go for that big showdown with the Chiefs on Monday with a left shoulder injury. You have Drew Locke, right shoulder. He should be back against the Patriots. Don't love him. Sam Darnold is not going to play with a shoulder injury. Joe Flacco starts again in Miami. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play with the ankle injury, but they've said that if it acts up again, they could pull him. Very dangerous. He can't play him this week. Kyle Allen also dealing with a shoulder, but he'll return and play after he was knocked out of the game against the Rams, playing the Giants this week on the road. Now, Zach Moss should be in the mix for the Bills. They kicked the tires on Le'Veon Bell before he signed with the Chiefs, but now Moss joining Devin Singletary. Joe Mixon just had a personal issue. He's going to play here. Gio Bernard is a little banged up with a growing injury behind him, so more, maybe even more Mixon than usual this week. Kareem Hunt, good to go with his thigh injury. Melvin Gordon did have the DUI, unfortunately, this week, but he'll probably play here the way they've used him in practice, so maybe get some rested series here. Hard to trust. Tough matchup. Phil Lindsay could see a bigger role. Adrian Peterson is going to be there. We'll see what his role is after the bye with DeAndre Swift. The Packers might be down a back in Tyler Irvin this week. Jordan Wilkins also may not be playing here for the Colts, helping more touches go to Jonathan Taylor and Naheem Hines. More Taylor in the game script would call for it against the Bengals. Dalvin Cook, the big one, probably not going to play against the Falcons with a bye week next week. Alexander Mattison, lock him in. Frank Gore rested, but he's the starter now. Le'Veon Bell traded the Chiefs. Jeff Wilson Jr., they're not going to be in the mix here, so not on the fantasy radar with Raheem Mostert back and dominating. Antonio Gibson is going to play through his toe injury against the Giants. We go to wide receiver Julio Jones, prepared to be without him with the hamstring. John Brown should return, have a good matchup against the Chiefs with his knee. A.J. Green, probably going to play, but you can't trust him at all with a hamstring. On Tate, also in the action for the Bengals, but it's basically right now the Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins show at that position. Jarvis Landry doesn't usually miss games, but battling a rib issue, hasn't practiced 2 days, so I would expect Landry to play through the hip and the ribs again, but just be careful. Odell Beckham Jr. had a mysterious illness that he had to go home early with on Thursday. Hopefully he's okay. KJ Hamler not going to play for the Broncos. Devontae Adams will return from his hamstring injury for the Packers. At Jacksonville's wide receiver core, DJ Chark probably out with his ankle injury, so more of LaVisca Chenault, who is dealing with a hamstring, and Keelan Cole this week. Tyreek Hill has a heel injury, but good for the Bills for the Chiefs. Mecole Hardman should see a larger role. He's fine with an ankle injury. Sammy Watkins has a hamstring that's probably going to keep him out of this revenge game against Buffalo. Devontae Parker's dealing with an ankle injury, but he'll be good to go here as usual against the Jets. Julian Edelman played through the knee injury against the Broncos. Darius Slayton, a little bit of foot issue this week, but will be playing against the Washington football team. Breshad Perriman getting closer to return, but still unlikely to play for the Jets. Alshon Jeffrey, same deal with his foot injury for the Eagles. DeSean Jackson, always iffy with the hamstring here. So it could be more of Travis Fulgham and Greg Ward in a tough matchup against the Ravens this week. The Steelers, Juju Smith-Schuster looks good to go with the knee. Deontay Johnson, dealing with the back issue, we'll see. It's upgraded and limited. We'll see how he can respond here on the final day, getting ready up for the game. Mike Evans is going to play through his ankle injury. Chris Godwin should return from his hamstring injury for both for the Bucs. Scotty Miller more involved with the hip and growing, healing up a little bit more this week as well. A.J. Brown has missed a couple practices. They're being a little precautionary with him after playing on Tuesday. He should be out there against the Texans. A tight end, Hayden Hurst, is dealing with a back issue. We're not going to play him anyway against the Vikings. He's too much struggling here. Dawson Knox probably out of the action for Josh Allen with the hamstring injury. Noah Fant has a good chance to return with his ankle injury this week. That would have cost him week 5 if they had played the game. Jordan Akins, a concussion ankle. We'll see if he can return, more so the ankle here, clouding his availability for the Titans. Mo Alie-Cox is probably going to miss this game against the Bengals, so that means Trey Burton should step in again at tight end, be Phillip Rivers' go-to guy there. Tyler Eifert probably not going to play for the Jaguars this week. Looking at Eric Ebron, he's fine with the hand injury. He'll play through that. Rob Gronkowski is dealing with a shoulder issue here, but he's going to be available. It's hard to trust him to play. Jonnu Smith came up with a little bit of a quad issue following that game against the Bills, but big game, 2 touchdowns for the Titans playing the Texans this week. So a lot of good stuff there. That not too many things going on where we're dealing with too many major injuries this week. A few people out that we know for the long term, but in the shorter term, we kind of survived there pretty well in week 5. So some good opportunity here in week 6, and not too many injury issues on the report to be concerned with. So there you have it. There's a breakdown of DFS values there on DraftKings and FanDuel. A look in the injury report, possible probable designations coming up here on Friday. Programming note, we'll start all this again on Monday. We'll do a Roundup Monday, breakdown all of Week 6 Sunday action. Then we'll come back with Pickup Tuesday, break down the 2 Monday night games, and turn our attention to the waiver wire of Week 7. Then, as usual, our back-to-back matchup shows in the week to break down all the games of Week 7. Then we'll do this all again with Lineup Friday for Week 7. So this is a progressive podcast known as Locked On Fantasy Football. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Vinny Iyer. Now tell your smart speaker to play the most recent episode of Locked On NFL. Have a great day. See you on Monday. Good luck in all your matchups this weekend in a critical week 6 of fantasy football.